Welcome to today's episode, where we discuss the recent crackdown on unlicensed cannabis shops in Washington, D.C. The D.C. Council has issued cease and desist orders to numerous unlicensed dispensaries operating in the city, particularly those involved in the gifting loophole, where non-cannabis items are sold with a gift of cannabis. This move is part of a broader effort to regulate the cannabis market, protect consumers, and support the legal medical marijuana industry. Background on the crackdown. The DC Alcohol Beverage and Cannabis Administration has been actively targeting illegal cannabis shops that have exploited legal ambiguities to operate without proper licenses. These unlicensed shops often skirt the law by selling non-cannabis products, like clothing or art, and including cannabis as a gift with the purchase. This practice has undermined the legal cannabis market and posed risks to consumers who may unknowingly purchase untested or unsafe products. Impact on the cannabis industry. The DC Council's actions are seen as a necessary step to ensure that the legal cannabis market can thrive while protecting public safety. By removing unlicensed operators from the market, the city aims to support licensed dispensaries that comply with strict regulations designed to ensure product quality and consumer safety. This move also aligns with the city's broader efforts to update and enforce its medical marijuana laws, which have been in place for over 25 years. Conclusion: the DC Council's issuance of cease and desist orders to unlicensed cannabis shops marks a significant development in the city's ongoing efforts to regulate the cannabis market. As the crackdown continues, it will be crucial for the city to balance enforcement with the need to address the broader issue of cannabis legalization and ensure that all residents have safe and legal access to cannabis products. Stay tuned for more updates as we continue to monitor this evolving situation.